Hey there, I'm Steve Taylor, channel content producer for Channel Program. Welcome to Stack Chart Spotlight, our weekly segment that features one stack chart from the Channel Program platform. Today's topic, outsourced SOC providers and what MSPs need to know. Normally, this is a dialogue between Garrett Brown and me, but he got called away to something urgent. So today you get a monologue from me. Before I dive into that, let's talk about stack charts for a moment. A stack chart is what we call these charts that you can see on channelprogram.com. Let me put today's up on the screen. All right, our stack charts help MSPs compare and source IT solutions, including outsourced SOC providers that I'll go over today. Stack charts are great to use because they offer streamlined vendor comparison, access to a wide range of vendors all at once, and even give you the ability to request more information from vendors. So next time you're trying to decide what software platform to use for your MSP, come check out Stack Charts on the Channel Program website. Let's look at the stack chart for SOC, Security Operations Centers. You'll probably notice a few things right away. First, the most popular SOC service, simply based on the number of MSP reviews, is BlackPoint Cyber. This doesn't necessarily mean BlackPoint is the best, though they are definitely a top provider. It just means they've got more reviews than all the other providers. Second, you'll see that all of these vendors rank very favorably in customer reviews, since they're all in the right half of the chart. Finally, you'll notice that Highwire Networks right here is grayed out. This isn't because their service is bad or anything negative. We simply highlight vendors who've partnered with Channel Program by giving full visibility to their logo on this page. As an MSP, you can add any vendor to your Navistack and review any vendor you want, not just the ones who have partnered with Channel Program. So what makes a great SOC provider? The thing about a SOC is that most MSPs don't have the depth of knowledge and expertise to run one in-house, which means many MSPs don't always know what to look for when considering a SOC to improve cybersecurity services. First, you'll want to make sure that the SOC is using a SIM that integrates with all the services you use. A SOC is only as good as the logs they can analyze, so can it collect logs from your firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and other security tools? Ask the SOC provider about their SIM tuning expertise. How do they customize the SIM to effectively detect threats relevant to each client's industry and environment? Can they generate reports that provide insights into a client's security posture and trends in security activity? Next, you want a SOC that has well-defined processes. They should have clear and documented processes for incident handling, escalation, and remediation to ensure efficient and consistent response. Here's where you should conduct reference checks. Talk to other MSPs who use the provider to get their feedback on the provider's threat detection and response, processes, and SIM capabilities. Don't just check in with the references the provider gives you, but check in with other peers in your industry using the MSP subreddit, various Discord or Slack servers, and check the vendor's Channel Program reviews. What are their guaranteed response times for different types of security events? How will they keep you informed about security activity and incidents? These are some of the questions you should be asking when looking into a SOC's processes. The last quality I want to share for consideration is advanced threat detection, which is sometimes abbreviated as TDR. This is the ability to identify and respond to sophisticated cyber threats, including malware, phishing attacks, and zero-day vulnerabilities. You should ask about their threat detection and response methodology. How do they actively hunt for threats? What tools and techniques do they use? Ask about their threat intelligence capabilities. Do they have access to real-time threat feeds and threat actor information? How do they incorporate this intelligence into their threat detection strategy? Evaluate their incident response capabilities by asking how they identify, investigate, and contain security incidents. What is their escalation protocol for high-severity incidents? Obviously, I only touched on a few of the things you should think about when considering a SOC provider. What other questions should MSPs ask when looking at outsourced SOC providers? Leave your questions below. Hey, thanks for watching, and we will catch you next week at the next Stack Chart Spotlight. Take care, everybody.